Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is now Tuesday morning. We are at 6:06. It is January 21st, Jen Tui with the day off today. It is Tim Richards. Good morning to you. Freezing cold day today. Most of us, I would imagine, had the alert yesterday as parents that schools are off today. Tomorrow, probably the situation with you, seeing as there are 453 school closings, which most of those I would assume were yesterday or over the weekend that you got a notification. I think Akron Public Schools were even a little bit earlier because it is freezing cold outside, super cold. That's the big story of the day, obviously. Just a high of 8 degrees. You're going to have wind chills below zero, so if you can avoid it, that would be amazing. If you work outside, I would love to give you shout-outs. I thought to myself, as I'm thinking the people that work outside, which, first of all, you're amazing, delivery drivers, working on power lines, like the list goes on and on. I'm not even thinking of all the jobs off the top of my head where you're outside. Even if you were, like, I grabbed a coffee this morning. I went to McDonald's. There's one close to me. I got my coffee on the way in, just part of the routine. And I think to myself, even just working the drive-through window that's going to be open perpetually, freezing cold, certainly shoot us a DM. Maybe it's your husband working outside, it's your wife, it's a cousin, whatever it is. Love to give shout outs all day long because you are amazing. It's freezing cold outside, so hopefully you can warm up inside, take some time, I don't know, something like that. So lots of things happening on the Jen and Tim Show today. We'll play a round of Cleveland, how much do you make? It's really exciting because the game is fun, and also Cavs tickets are yours just for playing the game. Let's get the show started.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
He's dead. He's a guy. We put his name in the envelope, whatever it's been, almost a month ago, 3 weeks ago. Yeah, less than 3 weeks ago. And we need your guests to continue the game. Star 102, good morning.
I've got a guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
I would love your guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope. What is it?
How about Michael Stanley, please?
Oh, Michael Stanley, which has not been guest this year. Unfortunately, not Michael Stanley, though. Oh,
okay, all right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. He's a legend, and we miss him every day. Also, a question about why we didn't play a different game at this time. We have to get to Beth's question next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Beth, you had a question for me? Go right ahead.
Yeah. Why did you guys go with the guy again? Why didn't you go with the gal?
That was my call, and I don't know why I felt weird doing dead gal in an envelope. There's no reason other than I just felt a little odd saying it, to be perfectly honest, and there's nothing behind it. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to do dead guy in an envelope again. And by the way, it went rogue. Jen knew nothing about it. She did not want to do it again. But I thought to myself, we're always used to a game right here, and there won't be a third time. I will do something else. But it was so funny because when it was picked last year, when it was Meatloaf, I did have all these DMs. I mean, yes, there were some that said, oh, my God, thank God the game's over. But also, like, yeah. Well, can we do it again? Or is there something else we can do? So that was definitely my call. And I don't know. I just felt odd doing dead gal in envelope. That's my only excuse. I don't know. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. We'll have Stevie on the socials, see what happened. Obviously, it was big news over the weekend. It was Stevie on the socials, then Stevie off the socials for I don't know, was it 36 hours, then back on the social? So that was certainly a thing over the weekend. Not going to lie, I was nervous on Saturday into Sunday. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I'm thinking to myself, so producer Stevie does a great job with Stevie on the socials. And it doesn't matter which social platform you're on. Stevie will see it. She will let you know what you missed the last couple of days and let us all know. There's been several things where, and I try to be tapped in all over the place. But it's impossible. You can't see everything. That's why we have this segment. And then I thought to myself, oh, no. What's happening with TikTok? I'm going to have to make edits on the open. Is it still going to be a thing? I know you're in mourning. I mean, I didn't know it was the entire thing, but clearly that's what you're going to be talking about here in a few minutes.
Well, I thought I was going to lose all the videos I had saved for upcoming Stevie on the socials. I was very nervous because all the stuff, the content I had saved, I didn't know if I'd ever get it back because Sunday, the TikTok ban, as we all know, was set to be in effect. It did go through, if you didn't know, but only for about 15 hours, which led people to wondering, what is next? Is this really the end? Are we back on for good?
Ugh.
What happened? And is it going to come back for good or not?
Yeah, if you know, you know. If you have TikTok, or maybe you have a 9-year-old daughter like I do that loves making TikToks, a variety of them, this was a big thing over the weekend that you want to be tapped in on. That is next on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
On Sunday, the TikTok ban was set to be in effect. And if you weren't aware, it did go through, but it only lasted about 15 hours. So on Saturday evening, people started to get an alert when opening TikTok saying, "We regret that a U.S. law banning TikTok will take effect on January 19th and force us to make our services temporarily unavailable. We're working to restore our service in the U.S. as soon as possible, and we appreciate your support. Please stay tuned." Now, that notification you could dismiss and go back to scrolling. But then a few hours later, still Saturday night, gone. Couldn't get on the app. When you clicked on it, you got a notification. It just went black. Couldn't get on the app. Couldn't scroll. People were not happy because, I mean, me included, I was watching TV, and I was like, I'll still have my one last night falling asleep scrolling. And it was taken away from all of us. We couldn't spend the rest of our night scrolling. And then someone messaged and was like, I want to go on TikTok to talk about the TikTok being banned, but I can't go on TikTok because there's no TikTok. So it took, everyone was in a frenzy because it happened a lot sooner than expected. But by Sunday, I woke up, you know, still gone, still banned. And then I saw someone say TikTok's back. So I'm like, interesting. So I click on TikTok and it's like 1 p.m. like in the afternoon. It's not even been, like I said, 15 hours. The app is back. So I was very confused and I had no idea why, but I guess there was an executive order signed, but it's only giving us 75-day extension. And it leads us to the same thing where the extension and the orders give 75 days to either sell it or it's gone again. So it's the same predicament of TikTok has to be sold to the U.S. for us to keep it again, and we're going to be back in this situation 75 days. So I don't really know.
I don't really know either. It was bizarre, and I didn't think that it was. I didn't think that the ban was going to happen. I know. I think even prior to us leaving the show on Friday, it was announced that it was going to happen. I don't know why I didn't think it was going to happen. And when I woke up early on Saturday, or whenever it was, and I thought to myself, "Oh no, Izzy is going to freak out that she cannot do her TikToks or whatever." And I thought about you, and I thought about Stevie on the socials, because I'm thinking to myself, this is where you get the majority of the info, whether it's the trending things, whether it's your shopping at Target, like the list goes on and on. I mean, you personally do the fits. You love to do the fits. I love watching your videos. You do a great job. Like, you know, come with me. This is what I, you know, this is what I'd like to wear if you don't, you know what fits are or whatever. And I'm thinking, this is not going to be good. And then on top of that, we're going to get to this next. And it wasn't just as it affected TikTok. Like, there's people that don't have it, don't know what it is, don't care, don't have kiddos that care. And I understand that. There's certain apps, same thing. I don't particularly, they're not for me, or I haven't downloaded, or I don't particularly care. But it affected a couple of others, including one apparently still affected. That's next on Star 102. CapCut's still down, isn't it? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. At least I can't get in.
I just checked it, and mine is working now.
It is.
It just started working.
That's what I was talking. So we knew that when TikTok was down, some people care, some people don't. It was a big thing that happened over the weekend. We want you to be tapped in. We at least want you to know. We don't have to take a deep dive into what TikTok is in the videos. But for this particular Stevie on the social segment, that's what we talk about. So that was down. Lemon 8, which you may know about or not know about, that was also down. And CapCut, that was also down. So, and I don't think I realized that because the focus was on TikTok until I went about the day. Because a lot of, whether it's Jen and Tim show videos or I know your videos on TikTok, like CapCut is an easy way to edit those things for the dummies like me that aren't exactly sure on how to edit things or graphic design. I'm not a graphic designer, and it's an easy way to post something, Jen and Tim show or this, or an interactive graphic.
It's easy to do just right on your phone. Like,
yes,
you don't have to get out the laptop and pull up a software. It's all right there. I use it every day. And I didn't realize TikTok owned CapCut. I knew they owned Lemon 8, so I knew Lemon 8 would be affected because a lot of people were saying, hey, just follow me on Lemon 8 with a TikTok ban. But I knew, obviously, it would be down, too. CapCut, I wasn't expecting, and I was very – that was sad.
Yeah, the prompt you get now, if you use it, and I had not logged in since yesterday, so this is new. Welcome back. Thank you for your patience and support. CapCut is back in the U.S. You can continue to create, edit, and discover all the things that you loved on CapCut. So there we go.
Finally back.
That is breaking news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. Jen not here today. But she should be proud of me because I did make an eye doctor appointment. And that is later on today.
Are you nervous?
Yes. It's going to take a while. I do not get as much anxiety with the eye doctor as the dentist. Like, I just don't. Speaking of that, I need to find another dentist. Now I have to find a dentist. My dentist retired.
Oh.
Found out he retired. And then when I went to make a phone call, like, I'm due for a cleaning. And I was due for a cleaning in December. Didn't mean to go down this path, but now we will. Izzy and I, the entire family, okay, we're going to make an appointment in December. We had an appointment scheduled. You know, that's kind of what you do when you leave the dental office. You schedule it for 6 months. We'll see you for your cleaning and checkup. Great. So I did that, which was in December. They called me to then cancel that appointment and said, so you have two options. You can either reschedule for August or you can remain on a waiting list. And I thought to myself, well, I mean, you canceled me. I should be able to get
very far away.
So I got to find another. Now I have to find another dentist. I am not going to your dentist.
Hater.
Jen's friend recommended this dentist, it's not been a bad trip. It's been the road has been windy. I'm going to leave it at the road has been windy.
Sure
plus,
has.
You're not. I mean, I'm in Lake County, so if there's
that'll be a far trek for you.
I don't know. Anybody have a good dentist? You could shoot me a DM. I live in Mentor. I seriously need one. And then it's got to be under the correct coverage. Oh, I just thought about this. Because Izzy needs to get in.
I've been trying to find a doctor, and it's been a horrible experience. I don't know where.
Like a doc,
just a regular.
For checkups and
yes.
I don't have
one of those.
And when you find them, when you find a doctor or a dentist or whatever that field is, for me, it's car repair because I'm an idiot with cars, fluids and things like that. But as far as doing my own brakes and what, I just like my dad didn't do that. Like I was never really shown. So, you know, I'm envious of those that can do that. I am not that guy. And when you find a good one, mechanic or a dentist or an eye doctor or a family practitioner or whatever, they're gold. I mean, I'm never leaving them. I am 100% in. So I have dirty feet and a dirty mouth.
That's why I go to the same eye doctor that's far. It's like an hour and a half away from me.
Where are you from?
Yeah. Loyal.
T County?
Been going there since I was a kid. Love it.
I get it. I can't knock that. I only switched dentists before because my dentist retired years ago as a kid. Dr. Mungo in Akron.
That seems to keep happening to you. You got to get a young doctor. That's your new requirement.
I need it. So there you go. I need a young dentist for the family that's in Lake County. Shoot me a DM. That's a good call. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim Show, Jen off, producer Stevie. Jen knows, though. I let her know. Today's the day I made that appointment for the eye doctor. 1 o'clock. I went in. I had a detached retina. Actually, it was almost 3 years ago to the day. I was wrestling around with my daughter. Boom! Elbow to the eyeball. I saw stars. It's like, oh, so much of things. So I had to end up getting a detached retina. Needed to get surgery on that. Which, if you have had that, I don't wish that on anybody, because you get the surgery, which is one thing. I'm nervous about that, and you know, going through that, and then laying face down. If you know, you know, or if you have a husband or a wife or a significant other that went through something like that, that is not a good time. And Steve, you know me, laying face down for a week.
That sounds horrible.
That's not a good thing. I think 10 minutes an hour you can get up and walk around, and that's not great. So then fast forward, I noticed a couple of months ago that same eye, blurry. It's like, oh man, I'm gonna have to go back in. Something's going on. So it's that yearly checkup, go in, bring my daughter. She wears glasses, her appointment in and out. She's 9. Her prescription didn't change. Thank goodness she's good. And then me, it became a thing. Huh. Hey Tim, how are you? Good. What's going on with that eye? Blurry. Something's happening. So then he made a suggestion that I had to go to the specialist, which I've been to before, and now today's the day. And I need a driver.
How does it feel? Like, is it still blurry?
It's still blurry. Like, if I'm trying to read something, if I try to read something on, if I'm just closing my right eye and looking out of that eye, it is blurry. Doesn't hurt. Just blurry.
Did it hurt when you had the detached retina?
I knew something. It didn't hurt. You just know clearly something is wrong. Because you see, like, these, you know, I think they call them floaters, right? They're like almost black little floaters that, like, you know clearly. And I mean,
well, let me go on TikTok and I will look up some videos and I could diagnose you myself.
And I'm just curious. Like, I do not, hopefully, I do not have to have something like, am I going to need another surgery like that again?
You know,
I mean, I'm not asking, I'm just throwing it out there.
Or you take it to Google and it's going to get bad answers.
That's you 100% will. That will take you to suggested or sponsored WebMD, which then says,
not
you're
going
to die.
Basically,
that's what everything leads
to
that.
Every time.
So I don't know. So I'll find out today. I'll have to report back tomorrow.
I can't wait to hear what went wrong. Maybe you'll have surgery today.
Can you imagine that? Well, the good news is that my eye doctor, who's a great guy, I love, you know, I'm glad I found him, said, you know, make an appointment in 1 or 2 weeks. So it wasn't like, hey, you need to get in there immediately. Like, when I had the detached retina, he said, you need to make this appointment like now and go in. So maybe there's something there. I don't know.
Maybe it'll be an easy fix for you.
I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on. So today's the day. Tomorrow, I'll let you know. Do you want to drive me there? I'm kidding. My wife's already.
It's out of my way.
My wife, she said, you know what? I will drop you off there and then I will shop for 2 hours. I said, I don't know how long this is going to be. I have no idea.
Take
but that's
your
a play.
Time in there.
She's going to have to. So there you go. Tomorrow's I'll have the update. Today at 1 o'clock is the day.
Good luck.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Star 102. Good morning.
Good morning. I have some advice if you have to go back through surgery again.
Oh.
So if you have to do the face down thing again, my mom had to do it. I reached out and found somebody who had a portable massage table, and it's one that you sit on and you put your face down. It brought her instant relief.
That's a good call. I have bought something off of Amazon. Of course, there was a face pillow, and it was almost... It did not, it was not great. It helped, but it was nothing as good as what you're telling me.
Yeah, it was amazing. I brought my mom to my house for the week, and then we ran and we grabbed that, and it was perfect. But good luck.
I appreciate the call. Thank you for the suggestion.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.